That's the last thing of that. But it was some, you know, we got do-gooders all over the country. But I got to think about that. My kids were Steve was 70, 18, and Karen was 16 when we bought that. But anyway,
actually. So would y'all go up there from here on the weekends then?
Yeah.
Get out of the heat and stuff?
Yeah. And we went up there. They went up there after we closed, and Granny was still there. And Charlene says, and she said, let me tell you something, young lady. I ain't going nowhere. You know, mine was bad. But right where she had a cat cemetery is where my cottage is now. You remember that in the 70s when those three guys set something on fire, three places, everything?
Yeah.
That was one of them was my place.
Oh.
That was my first building. That was my first cottage up there. They burned me to the ground. That was it. And I built back there. And I built right on McClellan Creek. And then we took, see the place when we bought it. He said it's 100 acres more or less. I never had it surveyed until Steve wanted to put the Cayman camp up there, so we had to have it surveyed, and we put 50 acres in the camp, and I still got the rest of my cottage up there.
Oh, good.
And I finally put a bathroom in last year.
So when did all the people from Atlanta start moving into Roswell? Is that where they mostly come from, is Atlanta, or do they come from other places?
Just from everywhere. See, I guess Lockheed was really when World War II and Lockheed, and then see General Motors at Dorrville. Mm-hmm. And then
was Lockheed here?
Lockheed's over 12 miles over me, right there. But I never, you asked me a question I never really didn't give any thought to. But it just began to build a little bit and a little bit. City slickers, we said the city slickers are starting coming out here. See, when I was here, the only house my sister was at was the only one. Mm-hmm. I tell a lot of people, I said, when I came up here, I didn't have but one neighbor within hollering distance, and now I have to go in the house to use the bathroom. So it does change things. But I've had every kind of critter in the world here, but then the neighbors begin to come in, and I listen to the complaint about my roosters crowing too loud. See, I was here with the chickens and all this when these people started moving in.
Yeah.
And as long as I stayed health-wise, I could have stayed here. I mean, to keep, but... I was in other things, and I had back surgery and one thing and the other. I just gradually got out of all of it, except I did have, my daughter liked horses, and I had horses here for a while, and then I had some dogs, and I like bird dogs and whatnot, but every time a cat, dog, bird, or anything, and within 3 miles of here, anybody thought they'd call Dorsey your cow, your dog, your horse, or something. So I finally sold. I didn't have anything. I didn't have a cat, a dog, a chicken. The phone would ring, and they'd say, I said, hold it, just a cotton picking minute. It ain't mine. I don't own anything. I don't even own a cat.
Can't be yours then.
But I've had some rowdy critters. I know I had one German Shepherd dog that he was good, but he was, he ran on chain out there, but if he ever got loose, boy, he would take off, and he wasn't mean, but he would wild. He'd run for 3 miles, and he'd just like to run over you and knock you down. He wouldn't watch where he was going or anything. He just, and I sold him or gave him to a guy